arabesques. Of time, the whole shivering mess of inhalation, of Paris, of what lamplight may express best when extinguished, how a distinguished man will dress only to undress a woman under the eye of the moon, the eyes of mirrors in the hall, the spare room and turn to walls to see the damp arabesques that Poe once urged on decorators everywhere in his philosophy of furniture, when he could not yet envisage the opaque effects of the future. The smell of books as good as honey or milk and tea, promising a day swept clear of storms, though across the bay a headland of cloud desires to break upon the sky, like glass wants to step out of its mirror, to surprise and redraw the angles of the day, the word's repose. As if she was a sitter for a poet, whose every metaphor was to curve her black fringe above the eyes, a way to reveal the small scars on a scalp that was drawn away from the womb with strong calipers. Still beautiful, her head, despite how it first came into the world, came into seeing and being seen. This doubling, as composed, rebreaks rain upon the windows where the house turns out over the cove and the night begins its trains across the countryside, upsetting the owls, resuscitating the 40s with cries. Children have cowls and altars are wise.